Friday, July 10th, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. July USDA crop production and supply demand reports. USDA chose a nice round number of 15 billion bushel for the 2020 corn crop. They adjusted for fewer acres in the June acreage report. They left the yield unchanged at 178.5 bushel per acre. Thank goodness that farmers planted 5.6 million acres less corn from March intentions, reducing production 995 million bushel. Crop condition ratings are still very high, and not enough has happened to crops yet to move off trend line one way or the other. The truth is that the average yield is currently higher than 178.5 bushel per acre, but the forecast has above normal temperatures in it for all but the northern corn belt. I think that part of the corn belt is going to have some record blowout high yields that will be offset by summer stress elsewhere. I do not think that U.S. corn production overall is at great risk. On the demand side, they deducted 50 million bushels from the ethanol crush, dropped 100 million bushel back from feed use, while leaving corn exports unchanged. The net added 145 million bushel to the 2019-20 carryout at 2.248 billion, which was 39 million below the average trade estimate. I think that they gave the ethanol crush and exports too much the benefit of the doubt. I will not argue about the reduced feed usage, but when you back up cattle and hog numbers like we have, they are on feed longer and eat every day. There's more feed consumption. Going forward to the 2020-21 balance sheet, they added 25 million bushel for corn, food, and industrial use, ethanol for hand sanitizers. They left ethanol use unchanged at 5.2 billion bushel. They're betting on a full COVID recovery and no more SREs being approved. They reduced feed usage by 200 million bushel. I would have gone further than that, but the move was in the right direction. Livestock production is at its peak. Producers are losing a lot of equity. COVID-19 aid will not cover the losses, and they have to moderate production so producers can turn a profit. I doubt 200 million bushel is enough reduction for future feed use, but with that, the USDA forecasts a 2.648 billion bushel 2020-21 carryover, 67 million bushels under the average trade estimate. There was no big miss in the corn numbers from the trade estimates. The corn carryover increased from last month for the current year. There is a year-to-year increase in the corn carryover into the 2020-21 marketing year. I think that USDA still gave an optimistic outlook for demand. Weak demand and increasing supply are not bullish. I think that farmers with old crop corn in the bins are in trouble. There's nothing here to entice end users to come to the market. Funds have sharply reduced their short position on the weather rally, so have to have a better reason than anything in these reports to continue to buy. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. Moving over to soybeans, the USDA left that yield unchanged too at 49.8 bushel per acre. I think that will be too low. Soybeans like a little stress to give them incentive to yield. I think that there may be some soybean acres that farmers did not tell USDA about in the June acres report that will show up yet. USDA put the soybean crop at 4.138 billion bushel, 22 million short of the average trade estimate. USDA boosted the soybean crush by 15 million bushel, but took 50 million out of the residual stocks, which added a net 35 million bushel to 2019-20 ending stocks at 620 million bushel. That boosted the carry-in for the next marketing year. They increased that crush 15 million bushel, which netted a 425 million bushel carryover for the 2020-21 marketing year. At face value, there is a year-to-year decline in soybean stocks, at least before they boost the yield and add acres. USDA added 2 million metric ton to the Brazilian soybean crop at 126 and left the Argentine crop unchanged at 50. While the world corn supply is holding up relative to demand, the world soybean supply is being drawn down slowly. We are one poor soybean crop away in either the north or southern hemispheres from a better market. We are rooting for a La Nina next year. USDA lowered all wheat production by 53 million bushel from last month. Winter wheat yields were disappointing. USDA put all wheat production at 1.824 billion bushel, 24 million under the trade estimate. I doubt that Friday's closes will mean as much, however, as what rain falls over the weekend and what the new forecast projects for temperatures when traders come back next week. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.